Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Germany is considering state funds to modernize telecom networks by replacing Huawei equipment, affecting major operators including Telefónica. O2. Telefónica is expanding its AI portfolio by offering new customers 6 months of free access to ChatGPT Plus, powered by the latest GPT-5 model. And a comprehensive network test highlights that while O2's 5G coverage is growing, LTE performance still falls short in some regions.
In today's top news, the article on Handelsblatt.com, based on Bloomberg's report, highlights that the German government is evaluating the use of public funds to compensate network operators, including Deutsche Telekom, for the replacement of Huawei technology in their networks. The proposal, which aims at a state-funded modernization of the telecommunications infrastructure, comes in response to long-standing security concerns that have led operators to reconsider the use of equipment from Huawei. The report details that discussions are ongoing regarding the amount of financial support, with insiders estimating the replacement cost to exceed 2 billion euros. While the specifics of payment methods and the timeline, whether the exchange should be gradual or abrupt, remain uncertain. The article also points out a potential scenario where funds could be redirected from the defense or infrastructure budgets, a move that has sparked debate about the use of public tax money, especially in light of Germany's efforts to boost its digital infrastructure and fulfill NATO obligations. Moreover, the article notes that while Deutsche Telekom has refrained from commenting on the idea of state-funded replacement, citing existing binding contracts signed in July 2024 with the government regarding Chinese device manufacturers, other network operators such as Vodafone and Telefonica have declined to issue any remarks, all against the broader backdrop of security concerns surrounding Huawei and similar companies.
Terra4U.id reports on O2 Telefonica's expansion of its cooperation with OpenAI. The article explains that starting 5th of November 2025, new customers of O2 Telefonica will receive 6 months of free access to ChatGPT Plus, which utilizes the latest GPT-5 model. It emphasizes the model's ability to provide faster response times, improve precision, and additional functionalities like web search, file analysis, and image processing. The report also notes that existing customers have already been enjoying 3 months of free access since early October. The new 6 months offer replaces the previous 150 euros campaign, reflecting O2 Telefonica's commitment to simplifying customer access to AI-powered services.
InsideDigital.id presents a detailed network test comparing the performance of the three major mobile operators in Germany, including O2. The test, carried out with data from around 590,000 users between October 2024 and September 2025 via the Speedtest app of Computer Build, highlights overall improvements in download speeds across the country. The article points out substantial differences between LTE and 5G performance, noting that 5G connections achieved an average download speed of 165.6 megabit per second compared to 119 megabit per second over LTE. It observes that while O2's network has made progress in expanding 5G coverage, it still lags behind competitors in terms of speed and overall performance, particularly in rural areas where LTE struggles. The report underscores that LTE is no longer sufficient for modern mobile internet demands, with regional differences reinforcing the need to adopt 5G services for a consistently high-speed experience.
In the Politics and Regulation section, an article published by Heise.de titled Telco Manager Europa's Digitale Wettbewerbsfähigkeit und Sicherheit in Gefahr draws attention to the growing concerns among Europe's top telecommunications companies about the delayed implementation of the Digital Networks Act. The article explains that 23 senior executives from major European firms such as Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, Orange, and Telefonica, along with representatives from industry bodies like Connect Europe and GSMA, have addressed an open letter to European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, stressing that the slow pace of digital reforms in Brussels could jeopardize Europe's digital competitiveness and security. According to Heise.de, these industry leaders argue that Europe is falling behind major global players like the United States and Asia due to digital fragmentation and policies that have undermined economic growth, innovation, and secure connectivity. The article further details that despite over 500 billion euros invested by European mobile operators in the past decade, the market still suffers from structural issues with more than 100 providers across 27 member states, and very few users have adopted 5G standalone networks compared to much higher uptake rates in the United States and China. Finally, Heise.de highlights that the Digital Networks Act is considered crucial for enhancing Europe's competitive edge, security, and digital sovereignty, emphasizing the urgent need for a simplified regulatory framework to boost investments and ensure that the evolution of digital infrastructure does not compromise the balance between competition and connectivity.
The Bloomberg article reports that Telefónica S.A. is planning to cut its dividend as part of a new strategy to align its financial performance with that of its European peers. The publication states that by reducing the dividend yield from an estimated 6.6% in 2025 and 2026 to around 4.8% this year and 5.2% next year, Telefónica aims to strengthen its balance sheet and free cash for future investments. In addition, the company is expected to reinvest the savings from the dividend cut into networks, cybersecurity and defense, and both existing and new services. The article further explains that Executive Chairman Mark Mertra, who has been emphasizing in-market consolidation since January, plans to introduce measures to create a leaner and more efficient organization, including potential job cuts, cost reductions, and increased use of AI in internal processes. Finally, Bloomberg notes that while efforts to reduce debt have been significant over the past 9 years, Telefónica remains one of the most heavily indebted telecom operators in Europe. With the new dividend approach forming part of a broader strategy to manage its financial discipline and operational efficiency.
The RND.de article provides an in-depth look into the strategic moves taken by key competitors in the telecommunications sector as they expand into IT and digital services. It explains that amidst tightening margins and fierce competition in the mobile business, many companies are diversifying into IT services. Vodafone, for instance, has initiated a significant maneuver by acquiring the Munich-based firm Scalink in a deal valued at 175 million euros, with completion expected by the end of March 2026. This acquisition brings 500 cloud computing experts on board, which will support companies in transitioning their IT systems to cloud-based solutions using data centers. The article notes that Scalink also collaborates with major cloud providers like Amazon Web Services, AWS, and Microsoft Azure, thereby strengthening its offering in enhanced data security, digitalization, and the application of AI in various business processes. A further discussion in the article highlights that systematic investments in the fixed network segment, such as transitioning from copper cables to fiber optic infrastructure, not only reflect a necessary technical upgrade, but also open the door for complementary service developments. The publication RND.de emphasizes that the intense focus on cloud computing, AI, and cybersecurity within the framework of digital transformation is driven by anticipated high growth rates in these sectors. Additionally, the narrative covers the ambitious plans of Deutsche Telekom, which is preparing to introduce what it claims will be the world's first industrial AI cloud for European manufacturers at an event scheduled for November 4th at the Berlin Gasometer. In this venture, Deutsche Telekom, also referred to as the Magenta Corporation in the article, is partnering with NVIDIA to set up a facility where high-performance chips will process industrial data in accordance with European security standards. The initiative is supported by statements from Telekom's CEO Tim Höttges, who underscored the necessity to harness AI opportunities to revolutionize industries and secure a strong international position. While NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang further highlighted the dual requirements for factories in the future, one to manufacture products and another to create the intelligence that drives them. The RND.de article thus paints a picture of a rapidly evolving market, where competitors are leveraging both cloud technology and AI to enhance their service portfolio amid challenging market conditions. This comprehensive overview illustrates the competitive dynamics and transformational investments shaping the telecommunications industry today.
The Handelsblatt article titled Stromfresser unter Effizienzdruck outlines the rapid growth and energy demands of data centers in Germany. It reports that according to Bitkom, capacity has increased by 16% between 2022 and 2024, with investments of approximately 2.9 billion euros, making Germany Europe's largest market for data centers. The piece emphasizes that data centers consumed around 20 billion kilowatt hours in 2024, a figure comparable to the annual consumption of roughly 5.7 million two-person households, and notes that AI queries require significantly more energy than conventional search queries. The article details how companies such as Vega Systems and Regio IT are addressing these challenges with innovative measures. Vega Systems utilizes locally sourced wind and solar energy, achieving an 85% energy autarky, while Regio IT is implementing energy-saving cooling techniques and sustainable construction practices in its new Aachen facility. It further mentions that upcoming regulations, effective from July 2026, will require new data centers to achieve a power usage effectiveness, PUE, of 1.2 or less, and from 2027, to be powered entirely by renewable energy.
Transitioning to the role of AI in sustainability reporting, the same Handelsblatt article shifts focus to the benefits of artificial intelligence in managing and streamlining environmental data. The article explains that AI can efficiently gather and analyze vast amounts of data, enhancing the collection, structuring, and verification processes required for sustainability reports under regulations like the EU Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive. Prominent companies such as Siemens and Mercedes-Benz are highlighted as examples where AI supports the evaluation of environmental impacts and the optimization of sustainability strategies. It is noted that AI helps reduce routine work, lower costs, and increase transparency while providing detailed insights through automated text modules, diagrams, and key figures. However, the article also stresses that reliable data preparation and human oversight remain essential to ensure that the AI-generated outcomes meet quality standards and comply with applicable guidelines.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.